This is So You Think You Know Jesus, a podcast that will challenge Christian paradigms, uproot traditions of man, and in the end, energize your faith by grounding you in solid biblical truths as you learn to see Scripture through the eyes of the Jewish Messiah, Yeshua. Welcome, author and speaker Rabbi Jeff Grillo of the Rock of Israel Congregation in North Carolina, a Messianic synagogue that is part of the National Jewish Fellowship of the Assemblies of God. Now, Rabbi Jeff.
All right. Shalom, shalom, and welcome to the podcast, So You Think You Know Jesus, a ministry outreach of the Rock of Israel Congregation in Hickory, North Carolina, and now Statesville, North Carolina as well. If you're ever in the area, please do stop by. Address and service days and times are found on the website at myroic.org. Well, it's all been building up to this, kids and adults. We are at day seven. We've been looking for the past 7 weeks at the seven days during the creation week. Of course, 6 days of actual creation, and today, which has to do with his rest on the seventh day and all that that entails. We're going to look at what's going on there, and we're going to be lining it up with the seventh attribute that we count during the 7 weeks of counting the Omer. It's a Malchut, which means majesty or kingdom, and the seventh week of the Torah portion, Vayetzi, and which means, and he left, and that's when Jacob left and came to Hamakom. We talked about that a little bit last week, how God is the place of the world, but the world is not his place, and what the sages say about that. If you missed it, go back and check that out. But it's, you know, the Torah portion where Yaakov has the vision of the ladder and the angels ascending and descending upon it. So let's put this together. And the first thing I want to kind of put out there is, you know, we always hear, or typically hear, it said that, you know, God created, you know, the earth and the universe and everything that that we know of. He made during those 6 days. He worked for 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested. I get it. I know why people say it, but it's really not what the Hebrew intends there, I don't believe, because God wasn't wore out, right? He didn't sit back and say, ooh, I need an iced tea or a lemonade or or whatever, and, you know, patting his forehead with a towel. That's not God. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. He doesn't need rest, but literally, the word there it talks about like ceasing. So he ceased from all of his labor. He just stopped and did no more. This is why, you know, when the Torah speaks about Shabbat and the things that are prohibited on Shabbat and the things that are permissible and the things that we should do on Shabbat, it really all comes down to, look, you've got 6 days, work, earn a living, do what you got to do, you know, build a family, you know, all of the life stuff happens during those 6 days. That's when you produce God, you know, working through you produces the sustenance, but basically the provision always comes from God, but he'll give it through the work and bless the work that you do on those 6 days. And on the seventh day, he wants us to do as he did, cease from work. I think King James calls it servile labor. So we're not to be earning a living. I heard somebody say one time, and I kind of like it. It wasn't an original thought. But, you know, in order or for us to choose to work on the Sabbath to earn money is akin to us telling God that what you've provided or what you provide during those 6 days, the six other days, isn't enough. And I get it. I understand, you know, maybe you've been working a certain kind of job. Maybe you're in, you know, law enforcement, or you're in nursing, or your medicine, and you know, it's, you've got a different kind of job that requires that sometimes, and that's just what you've done, and you just come to know the Lord. Well, you know, I always say, trust the Lord and pray and ask Him to help move things around. And more times than I can even remember, I've seen God do some amazing things for people and make that possible, because it's His desire. And He's not just wanting us to do that because, again, he's looking for like copycat automatons. He wants us to do as He says, all right, just for the sake of doing it. But He wants us to do that for a reason. This is part of Malchut. This is part of the kingdom. This is part of His majesty, as He has done all of this, that He gets to a place, and you and I get to a place, where we can cease from all that we have done and forevermore be with the Lord. You know, someday we'll draw our last breath, whether it's because the shofar sounds and the deading Messiah rise first, and those of us who remain will be caught up to be with Him. Or, you know, it's simply our time, for whatever reason, you know, any one of a million things that could happen, and our time is just up. And then we leave this world. Our work here is done when we leave, and we go to forevermore be with Him. Now, you know, this seventh day of creation also, you know, points to the millennium. So in a way, you know, we're in the age of Mashiach now. You know, Yeshua came essentially on the fifth day. And in case that's confusing, let me try to explain. He came on the grand time scale. If a day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years is like a day, then each day of creation, there are things that we can glean and learn that also line up. I did a teaching on this at the congregation a couple of years ago, maybe, I think, how not only the day of creation lines up with the attribute of God and the week's Torah portion, but it also gets into, like, you know, the first 1,000 years of Earth history, the second 1,000 years, third 1,000, and all of these things line up. And it, when you start looking at that, even, that's a whole other level. And quite frankly, I have limited bandwidth, I say, in my brain. So it was all I could do to remember three things, much less get into all that other stuff. So just stuff for you to kind of ponder and look at. But, you know, on the Hebrew calendar, we are, what, 57? I'm probably going to get this wrong. 5785, I believe. And, you know, is that right? Is that accurate? I don't know, but that's what the Jewish calendar says that we're in. And Yeshua would have come on the fifth day, then, in that 5,000, because again, it's 2,000 years. We go back 2,000 years. And that's where that comes from, in case I confused you. But Malchut, majesty, kingdom, this also lines up with the seventh Torah portion of Vayetzi. And this is, again, when you read through this Torah portion, it begins Genesis 28:10 and following. God speaks to Yaakov and prophesies it into him, speaks into him that he is going to be with him forevermore, eternity. And again, it just points to this majestic, you know, majesty, kingdom that is God himself, and how his plan culminates with all of this, the creation and these millennia of human history, gets us to this point where one day, yes, there will be a 1,000-year reign on earth, right, where we will be with the Lord. But wait a minute, Rabbi Jeff, that ends. That's only 1,000 years, right? But then God creates a new heaven and a new earth. There's a recreation of sorts that happens there. But again, we are with him this whole time. And that is the beginning of forevermore, where we will always be with the Father. And the beauty and the majesty and this, you know, the overwhelming concept of Nitzach, you know, when we discussed that attribute a few days ago, well, a few days ago on the creation calendar, but a few weeks ago, we talked about that. It's never going to end. I can't wrap my head around that. That's one of those crazy things, the concept that just keeps me up at night sometimes, and you just kind of ponder it. Well, what happens after 100 billion years, right? Like the song, So Will I. Well, we, according to the song, right, we've no less days to sing his praise than when we first begun. Yeah, I just can't comprehend it, but I know this. It's going to be good. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be everything we ever could have hoped, dreamed, or imagined. And, man, Bo Yeshua Bo, come Lord Jesus, come. Until next time, shalom, shalom.
Thanks for learning with us today. For more information and resources, or to invite Rabbi Jeff to speak at your church or next event, call 1-828-201-2883. Once again, that's 1-828-201-2883. Or visit myroic.org. That's myroic.org. Shalom.